views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you're new to the show, I want to give you a big welcome. We're about metaphysical topics. We approach everything from the root cause, which in metaphysics is the energy behind everything that you experience in your physical world. And we work on soul growth and ascension. We also work with the angelic realm. So everything that we do here is based in a metaphysical approach. It's positive. We focus on the positive, not the negative. And we're here to spread love into the world. So that's what the show focuses on. We've been through some big, big changes. We've been through a total solar eclipse, and I've been reading, I've been receiving all kinds of interesting tidbits from people about what they've experienced and how they've been feeling. And I too was feeling some of that energy. I'm very highly sensitive to energy, and I do feel subtle changes with it. So I was experiencing things too. If you were feeling physically off, don't panic too much. I mean, make sure you're okay. If there's something that needs to be checked out, please do that. But if you are feeling some of those strange nuances about anywhere from right before the eclipse and up to 24 hours or so after, you may have been experiencing some of the energy from that. I know I did. Within that 24-hour period, it was crazy. That doesn't mean you're a big mess. That doesn't mean you're not growing and ascending. That means things are being brought to the surface to be healed, to be released, so you can move forward. We had an interesting question. I was told by the team, we had an interesting question that came in about the newsletter I sent out about what is 5D living? Because that's what the show is about. It's the 5D living. 5D is just an abbreviation for fifth dimension frequency. And the world knows third dimension. A lot of us are really in the fourth now. All this change, all this feeling of what used to be doesn't work so much and you're not quite sure where you're going. You know, a lot of times that is remnant of being in a fourth dimension. You're in transition. But the world, we're definitely moving into a higher frequency. They're measuring things like that with scientific instruments and stuff like that. But a lot of the things we're feeling in our physical bodies, a lot of the energy the earth is feeling, all the stuff going on is shifting the frequency that we're in. And fifth dimension, as you go higher in the dimensions, just to give you a little bit of heads up about what we're talking about today, we are talking about living in the fifth. How do we do that? And what is it all about? Why is that what we want versus staying in third or fourth? The higher you go, the more awareness you have. The higher your frequency, the more positive the energy, really. If you looked at the energy frequency chart, there's one where they measured that in whatever they do, megahertz, whatever that energy is, how they measure that. But on the chart, lower frequencies would be like sadness, anger, depression, you know, negative feelings and emotions. This all generates with the heart chakra, okay? That's where we're talking about today, which is so interesting. But the higher frequencies of happiness, peace, forgiveness, you know, moving on, letting things go. It's not about blaming somebody else all the time and being angry and victimized. That's lower frequency. Higher frequencies have released that. Higher frequencies take you into the higher frequency dimensions. And then it goes right along with law of attraction. Law of attraction is as above, so below. What you send out, you receive, that kind of thing. What we give to the world is what we receive back. So if in the past it's been a rough ride for you in the world, now's the time to really change it up. This is what this is about. We have such great opportunities. And I know I was feeling it. I've been studying, researching every day. What in the world came in with that eclipse? And there's more coming. You know, what is it that we keep feeling? What is all this crazy chaos in the world? It's the catalyst for changes, and big changes are happening. We will probably feel and see a lot of change in the next 6 months, according to astrology. Okay, that's how they're reading this. And I read and study so many different ways. I look and see what's out there, and then I know what I'm receiving intuitively and what's working and what feels and sits right with me. That's what I do. I'm sharing that with you. I'm sharing what I've tested, what I've tried, what I've researched, what I'm experiencing personally, and what I've used that works. And some of this will work for you and some of it won't. I'm not even saying take what I say and go with it. You know, if you're here listening, then obviously something brought you here, and then take what works for you and leave the rest behind and do what works for you. This show is about bringing up and lifting up. No more attacking. No more negative. It's somebody else's fault. We're past that, really, with the frequency. What I want to do as a goal is help you connect and align with a frequency that's here now where you don't have to feel all those negative things anymore. Shadow side of us and the light side of us is part of who we are. It's what we do with that shadow side that makes a difference. We can let it bring us down. We can let it have power over us. It can victimize us, or we can use it as a catalyst for change, improving ourselves. And what can we learn from what it's showing us? That's what I think a lot of you are feeling right now. And I've got a few things that I'm going to share with you today that'll help you align your heart chakra. Now, quickly, we'll go a little bit into what is the chakras. Because for some people, I know this show is on mainstream here, and you're like, what is that? You know, what is a chakra? Well, a chakra is a name for an energy transformer. I'm going to really water this down and keep it simple. We don't have time on a radio show to go so deep with this, but I want to introduce you to things. A chakra system is our energy transformers within our body, and there's 7 main ones. And they've been going through a shift as well. And I will go over that when we come back from break. We have a lot that's quite interesting with how the energy is shifting, how it's bringing us into an alignment for this frequency. Well, if our chakras, our energy transformers, have been working on third dimension this whole time, or even 4, they need an upgrade, so to speak. Let's think computer and technology. It'll help you wrap your brain around it a little bit. They're going through an upgrade to work and align you and balance you for higher frequency living. Having an awareness and a capacity for, we are really all connected here, and we're moving out of like the separation and, you know, right and wrong. We're moving into more of an acceptance. And what to do with that shadow side in a positive way. That is a great step that I really want to go over today. That's going to help a lot of you. It's not about being on one side or the other, or he's right, she's wrong, and all that kind of stuff. This is more about that's in the past, and we've got to leave that there because we're in our now. And if we want to move forward and move with this energy that's available to us right now for big change, we want to do that positively. All that stuff that you've been holding off all that stuff that you've been really wanting to do in your life, all those things that, you know, wow, I wish I could do this or that, and you just never did, you never felt like you could. It's interesting because when the solar eclipse came through, it gave us a big energy charge to our solar plexus chakra. That's the third chakra. And that's right here at your solar plexus. And that deals with confidence and self-esteem and you being feeling empowered and not being drained by it and not being victimized. It really hit there. And that's one of the first things I want to address is that right there, because it's one of the things that's most recent. And it's what you're probably feeling right now with, you know, I don't know, I'm happy, then I'm not. I'm crying, then I'm not. My stomach hurts, then I'm not, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff going on right now. You feel like your emotions are all over. And I want to explain some of that. And I want to help you feel like it's not pulling you down. It's actually helping you to ascend and how you can move through this better. That's what we're talking about. How to align your heart. And I'm talking about the energy, the heart chakra, not your physical heart, but they're right beside each other. Our physical bodies respond to the energy. So we're working with the energy. And then if we work with that, our bodies respond to a positive side of our energy field. So that's what we're talking about, how to align your heart with 5D living, the fifth dimension. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to take that short break now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream, and welcome to all of those that are watching over in the live stream or in the live chat. I want to welcome you. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. We are back, right? Live. I don't know. That was fun, Brian. I don't know when I was supposed to come in, but I came in.
Yes, you did, Jen.
I know. We're good. We're good. We're just having fun with whatever happens, happens, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that's my good buddy Brian in the station. We've been working together for several years now, so we just figure it out. So here's what's going on. We're talking about living in the 5D, the fifth dimension frequency, that really is going to be where you're going to feel much happier, more at peace. There's no reason to be fighting. There's no competition. There's not all this pain and suffering we feel so much in third. How do we get there? The heart chakra is really what you want to pay attention to. That is the way. And I want to explain that a little bit. And I see some of the chat coming in. I want to say hello to everyone there and hello back to you. It's great for you guys to be here. And we're mentioning massive headaches with the eclipse. Yes, I was just bringing that up right before we went to break. You may have felt some physical discomfort. I know I was very dizzy. I actually was nauseated there for a little bit. And I was like, what happened? You're feeling frequency. I know I have felt that before. I wasn't too alarmed. I knew something was going on. But at the same time, it's different. It's just different what we're experiencing and feeling. So it's a very strong frequency coming in. And what it does is it kind of affects the denser energy that resides in our body. It's kind of forcing it up to the surface to go away. It's kind of like just up and out, you know, and you might have felt emotions. You may have felt up and down, happy, sad, all over the place with that. You may have felt a little highly sensitive. You might have found that you were really having to harness the anger a little bit, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully everybody got through that okay, and you might still be feeling a little bit of that. I don't want you to be alarmed. You know, like I said, if you feel like something seriously needs to be checked out, don't hesitate to do that. I'm talking about the energy affecting you. I did feel them too. I was requiring a lot more sleep, just feeling really tired. What I've discovered is when you feel that, don't feel frustrated with that. Listen to your body. Get that extra sleep. Take that extra nap. Just slow down for a little bit, because your body is aligning and calibrating the cells to that new frequency that you have now. As you grow and ascend, this is going to happen. Not necessarily going to feel like that every time, but when there is a little bit of resistance, we feel it, or something dense that needs to come up and out, you might feel that a little bit. Even I have it. Every day I'm learning something new. Every day I feel a little bit different with this whole frequency, this whole shift. Nothing really feels like it did even 3 or 4 days ago, yesterday. I mean, I know that it's changing, and I know a lot of you were feeling that. So I'm going to go back now to the chakra system. The chakra system is the energy transformers, and each one, you know, works and transmutes and transforms and processes different types of energy. Your first three, which start at the base of your spine, the first one's at the base of your spine. That's the first chakra. The second chakra is right below your navel. And then third chakra, the one I want to talk about a little bit more, is right at your solar plexus. And that's where you were really feeling that with the eclipse coming in. That is the center that pulls in the energy, and then it basically disperses it to whatever chakra needs to process it. Then you have your heart chakra, which is right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle. It's also called the zero point. The zero point of what? Well, the first three are about the physical world, 1, 2, and 3, below the heart. And 5, 6, and 7, which is fifth is your throat, Six is your sight, your third eye, the top of your crown. That's very, these are all spiritual, higher. The heart is the center of all of that. It's like an epicenter. It's where, as above, so below. It is where, if we could bring the two energies from below and above the heart chakra together into the heart to allow and accept everything and to learn from what we have going on, wow, what do we got going on there, right? That's why you're feeling a lot right now, because it is trying to process and bring it in and bring you up to speed with this energy. Don't be hard on yourself. It's more of a being aware where you're being resistant. And as soon as you are aware of that, which is going to be different for each person's going to feel this a little bit differently depending on where you are in your journey, what you have going on. But look for the places that you're resisting the change, or you feel like you're being challenged. Something is coming up, you know, and it's like, why does this happen? Why is this happening again? That kind of stuff. Little things, maybe even big things. Look at how you're resisting it. Once you're aware, oh, okay, I'm resisting it this way, you know, for example, how can you find another way to approach that? That's what this energy will help you do. And it's finding a way to process it positively. You release and you change how you used to react to something, which was more third dimension, or fear, or putting yourself a victim, or whatever it might have been. And now it's processing that, and you're going to look at this with a different awareness. This energy is going to give you the ability to see things you didn't see before, but you have to open your eyes and go, okay, all right, let's do this. It's right here in front of me. And you're going to see and discover things about yourself that are pretty amazing. You'll find ways to move through this in a very different way. It's good. It's all good. Might not feel good at first, but that's coming from the resistance. So you're looking for that. Okay, I used to react this way and it used to really upset me. What could I do differently? And this is not saying that you let people walk all over you or take advantage of you or victimize you. That's a choice from inside you that you're going to not put that energy out there. Living from fifth dimension is already, I am safe, I am fine, I am thriving, I am free, I am, you know, everything. And you're not worried about what might or might not happen. That's all third. That's all that repressive energy. It's coming to the surface so you can get rid of it. That's all going to happen through the heart, and we're going to feel these things. I don't want everybody to be afraid to feel. That's avoiding it. And you don't have to. You can choose to avoid it. I mean, you can choose to do whatever you want with it. I found that if you just go with what comes up and deal with it, find a more positive way for it. And I work with the angels every day. I absolutely love that. When I feel like I'm getting in over my head with one, I just say, help show me what I'm missing here. What is it that I need to see? What can I do differently to work through this? Because I don't want this to keep having this power over me like that. Like, it's so simple. I mean, it could be like, say you have a friend or a neighbor or just something that you're seeing happen in your world, even at work or whatever, that's really upsetting you. When it's upsetting you, you're letting it have power over you. In your heart chakra is where you're doing all the processing of feeling this. So when you hear it that way, I remember the first time I realized that was what was happening. And when I started to work with, well, no, I don't want it to have power over me. I'm going to stop this right now. You realize that back within yourself is where you can change it now. You can change how this is going forward right now. Your now is where everything happens. Your now is where you have the power to make a choice and a decision and change. There's nothing in the past that you can do anything about. You're not that person anymore. They're probably not that person anymore. I don't know. But you'll let that go. You stop dragging it around like heavy cinder blocks and heavy baggage. And then you find a way to move forward. And then there's the other side of that. Don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid to move forward. Moving forward is not worrying about what might happen tomorrow. Well, if I make this choice, will it work? Worrying about the future is fear of moving forward. You're stuck. I've noticed that people that are really scared of the future, they always have the low back and hip stuff going on or something with their legs or feet. You know, think about it. And I've even felt that before. I have. I mean, I know that things that I'm sharing with you guys, I have not been immune to. I have gone through it too. Most people that are out there teaching or trying to help you this way, they've been through it. I have too. I'm not here to drone and wallow you in that and to feel woe is me about any of those things, because I've chosen, I don't want to feel like that anymore. It's not about, oh, all those things happened to you. No. When you're ready to put that down and move forward, you're going to feel so free and so light. It's going to shift how you emotionally are charged and how you respond or react to something. All of the transition right now is really a focus around the heart, guys. So that's why we're talking about this today. So it's time for another break quickly. So we're going to do that. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about aligning our heart with 5D living. And that's what we're going to go into a little bit more about, what things we can do to work with just starting to live in a fifth dimension and choosing it. And that's what I'm doing on a daily basis. And I don't regret it one bit. It's been the best thing I've ever done. So stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
And we are back. Welcome to the show. If you are just tuning in, we are a metaphysical show, and we are talking about living in fifth dimension and how we can live in a very positive experience, very positive experience. So with that said, we talked about some of the chakras, especially the third chakra, and how it's been, we've been feeling that. We're feeling things with emotions. We're feeling a lot of pains and hurts from the past that we have to process. We're feeling things that we need to let go of, or things that we need to move through and not be afraid to try. That's what we were talking about right before we went to break. Now I want to talk a little bit about those chakras above the heart. So the first three were below the heart. Those are physical, and that's what you're feeling. Physical, the root chakra, they're all going through an upgrade, okay? The ones above, 5, 6, and 7, are more of a spiritual nature. Your fifth is your communication. Your fifth chakra is how you express to the world, or are you being heard? It's all about communications. That's an interesting one right now with one of the retrogrades we have till the 5th of September in Mercury retrograde, because, you know, communication is just really interesting right now. And so that fifth chakra, you might be feeling a little bit more with that. You might be feeling, you know, sinus or, you know, ears, nose, throat kind of stuff. You might be feeling sore throats. You might be feeling like you have to clear your throat a lot. That would be how you would feel it in the physical. Things are clearing out and moving out there. The third eye chakra is right here in the center. It's called, you know, your third eye, your mind's eye, your second sight. And it's, you know, how we can see and be aware of what's beyond. And it's interesting because that one and the one at the top, those, when they were really feeling the energy, that would be where you would have felt the headaches, or a lot of pressure in the top of the head, or some people are saying they felt itchy, you know, felt itchy, and you're like, oh no, and it wasn't anything there, you know, no bugs or nothing. It was just what's going on with the skin feeling like it's crawling and stuff like that. All of a sudden, for no reason. I'm talking about energy making it feel that way. That's because you're feeling the tingles of the energy moving through into those chakras and kind of just, it's kind of like a big clean out. But then think about it. If you're going through a huge move, that's what this is like. We're going through a huge move where we were moving from third and all of that. And we're trying to move into this bigger, brighter, happier place. But you've got to let go of a bunch of stuff. You got to get rid of stuff that's not going to work or fit in the new one. And you're still like, oh, you're feeling this emotional attachment to some things. That's what I'm noticing has tripped some people up. Things that are going away or changing, and you feel upset about that. That's what I want to bring an address to, that I want you to pay attention to, because that's affecting everybody right now a little bit, where you want to move to fifth, you want to move to that new home, but you don't want to let go of some of this in the old. That's where you're going to feel that bit of frustration, or you're trying to go into the new and do it the way you did it in the old. Maybe you're trying to set it up. I'm giving you an analogy of a home here so you can understand what I mean. Say you've got all this furniture from the old home and you're trying to move it into the new home. It doesn't fit there, or it doesn't look right, or it just isn't working. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what we're feeling right now. You're trying to process things in an old way that's not working anymore, if you're feeling like that. So I've even noticed that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I just got to completely address this a completely different way. It got my mind off what wasn't working and helped me find new creative ways to make something work out better. So I share that with you because that's going to really help you right now. That is it, literally our now moment right now. Right after all that energy that just came through, and we're still going to feel it, it's not going to stop changing. this is a way you can process it and have smooth transition, not bumpy transition, not difficult, painful transition. If you're hanging in, hanging on, and you don't want to let go of something that you know really needs to go away, that could be part of the problem right there for you. Everybody's got something different here. It's all different for everybody. I recommend that you go to some of the things that really work for you personally. It might be crystals. Quartz crystals, great right now for that, is that if that's something you have around. The salt baths that I've recommended before, a dip in the ocean, just walking and being in nature and being grounded in earth is really going to help you. And drinking a lot of good water. A lot of good water right now, because if you're detoxing old energy, it needs to flush out of you just like any other kind of detox you would do. It needs to go away. You can help it along. It can lift you. You can feel better and know that you're going to probably need a little bit more sleep when you're feeling like that. Some of the things that you'll process, because we got to feel all of this, okay? That's why it feels so, bleh. Because we're feeling it and it's all processing and coming to that center chakra, the heart chakra, to process and help us move through. It's kind of like bringing from the below chakras and the upper chakras, and it's got to come here. We've got to process how we feel, change our heart, change our ways, release, forgive, something, whatever it is for you. Then it processes through. That's kind of the gateway right there. It's all kind of coming into this tunnel and we got to go that way. You are not going to be going off and disappearing into another something. You're learning how to align and live in this fifth dimension right here in the body that you have. And it can be healthy, happy, and thrive. You might find that you're changing how you eat. You might find that you're completely changing everything about how you're eating. You don't want the same things, or you can't even stomach the same things anymore. You need to listen to that. Higher frequencies will have you eating a little bit differently. And it's not about right or wrong here. It's more about listening intuitively to what your body is saying you're ready for or what you're not ready for. Because everybody's going to be doing this and processing it one way or the other. It's more about a timeline, and we're not all going to be doing it at the same time exactly. If you feel that you are going through this smoothly and you're just fine, have patience and have some compassion for the people that are just hitting this and just discovering, oh my gosh, I got some work to do. I am spiritually out of shape for this. You know, you're going to feel like that a little bit, but you won't stay that way. I mean, I've been working on this. This is my life passion. I work on this all the time and I'm still feeling some of it, but I don't resist it like I used to. You know, I mean, you feel like you find that old reaction will pop up and then you sit with it for a moment and then you realize, oh, okay. All right, yeah, I can do this a different way. Let me take, you know, a deep breath and find a creative outlet for this, find a different way to process this. And this is what I'm recommending to you, because you're going to find that you're doing that a lot right now. If not at all, okay. But for those that are feeling some of this, I want you to feel, it's not going to just be physical that you feel it. Emotions are going to be up and down while you process them. They will balance out. Do those things to nurture you when you need them. Change your routine up if you need to. Change it up if you need to. You might need to change up that routine to really find a way that works better for you now. This is a really important thing that the heart chakra will let you feel and experience. You'll know through the heart, and this is where we're making heart choices. You know, we've been talking about that for a few weeks before, but man, it's really centered around this heart chakra right now, because it's really important that we allow ourselves to feel again and then process it differently and move forward. This is how we're going to get there. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up about living in a fifth dimension. And I want to give you just a little bit of glimmer of what that could be like once you're there. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Mm-hmm. plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. And we are back for the last segment. And everyone that has been feeling a lot of overwhelming emotions and feeling like they need so much healing, I want you to know that we are all sending that out to you. Every one of us that are in this to help humanity, every one of us that work here very hard to bring you upbeat and lift your spirits and heart, we want you to know that we send love out to you. But it heals when you let it go, when you stop focusing on everything that happened and what went wrong. Because that's one of the things with law of attraction. Right now with the manifesting, I really want to bring this up before I run out of time. If we're focusing on all this pain and all of these things that happened, we're focusing on something we don't want to draw more in. You know, we don't want to bring more of that in. So there was a big shift in this. We've talked about law of attraction for years, and it was gradually building up, but now we're in this place now that we really have to practice it, because what you think about the most is what you will bring in. So that's why I've chosen to keep everything as positive as possible here. And we hear you, but we want to keep the focus on what is going well, what you have in your life, and let go of anything that is causing you the pain. So I know some of that's big for some of you, and I know I've been through it too, but I really am telling you this from my very heart, that bring the focus around on what you do want, and you will see mountains move. as an analogy, because I've noticed that it's moving faster. So when I even find myself doing that, I bring it back around to something else. And that's moving things faster than anything I've ever seen. Law of Attraction's been around for a long time. We've taught about it for years, you know, in metaphysics, because it's the energy that you want to use. The energy is within you, and whatever energy is inside of you is what you will attract into yourself. So if those things are coming up that need healing, they come up, we let them go, they move through, and then you're bringing in the positives of what you do want, and you're going to focus on that more and really give that some effort. Whenever you find yourself doing that right now, your emotions will go back and forth. Find something that lifts you. Find something that lifts you, and you will find that it'll get easier and easier. You'll have to practice it a little bit when you first get started. I know that. And some things will really challenge you, but I just want you to know it does work. From everything that I've ever seen or experienced, it works every time I do it. I've seen it work for others. Don't give up on it, because what we focus on right now is our as above, so below. That's what we're going to bring in, because to change the way your heart is resonating out of frequency to align with 5D living is to do that, is to get it on that positive. So what are some of those positives? A life that you are free to be who you are, a life that you are not in pain, you are not a victim, you live in peace and harmony, there's no more fighting, there's no more war. Wow. You know, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. You look forward to it every day. It's not the hardship of before. It sounds too good to be true. It sounds like heaven on earth. In a way, I guess that's what we're doing. We're staying in our physical body and bringing it to earth to live here, if that's the way you want to look at it. I've seen it described many different ways, but you don't have to die to go and experience a wonderful place. You can do it here and now in your physical body, with your soul in alignment with a fifth dimension frequency. There's frequencies higher than that, but can you imagine? But right now, the fifth is right in our grasp, right around us, and life can shift into a more positive way for you. Shadow sides are still there. It's part of the way nature works. There's positive and negative out there. Remember, it's how you process those negatives that make the difference now. Don't hesitate to stand your ground. Don't hesitate to defend yourself if need be. I'm not saying don't. I'm saying find a positive route to make a shadow that's causing a situation for the best outcome. And it's more of a harmonizing energy. The angels definitely will help you with that. If you need some positive energy, I recommend Archangel Jophiel. Michael can help you when you're really feeling strapped down with some negative challenges, but he's going to have you do your work too, just like Raziel. And there is good out there, guys. There's good and not so good. We're working to shine light on all of it. And so what my purpose and goal is, and what I've really put a lot of extra energy into with the show, is to make this a positive place, not a negative place. And so I'm giving you that from my heart to you, because I want you to feel like you can come to this and know that there's always a way to look at something in a better way. We've been here a long time, and I've grown and evolved with the show as well, and I still feel like I am now. Things are changing rapidly, and I'm changing with it. I honestly don't know what to expect from one day to the next, because it's shifting so much. I had plans. I had this plan. I had that plan. I got to the point where I just pulled back, and I went, you know, let me just go one day at a time, literally, because I need to wait and see how it's going to unfold. That helped me. I don't know if you can do that with everything in your life, but when I started to just pull back and not try to make things go a certain way that I had planned, you can plan, but it might shift, or you might find a different way you're going to go about it. We've been going through that nonstop here, and we are just finding ourselves being okay with that and letting it go at that point. Because after that, it starts to unfold and you see things that you didn't see before. Oh, you know, if I just powered through and made it go the way I thought it should, it may not have been the best route. And you didn't know that. And spirit and the angels, your higher self really comes into play here right now. The angels are supporting you working to align with your higher self within your heart for heart choices to live in that higher frequency. They're here to do that. And they want to support you evolving and moving into where you are trusting that higher self more. And it's running the show for you. And you're not second guessing your own intuition. A lot of us are still trying to find things outside of ourselves. And we really aren't going to find it like that. You can do some homework and do some research, but you're really going to find the answers you're looking for right inside your own self. Because you know where you are on that journey. You know where you need to go or you want to go. You know what you need to let go of. You know what you're avoiding. And there's really not a one combination, one trick pony out there for that. That's going to be work that you do within yourself. I'm here to support you doing that. I'm here to give you as much as I can, but I want you to take it and work with it if it works for you, and take it if it's going to help you or it helps you find something that does work for you, whatever that might be. But I am not even trying to claim that I have all the answers. I'm looking just as hard for them, and I'm discovering new things every day with this energy, just like you are. We're all going through that now. And it's not even going through something like it's a, like, oh, we're going through an issue. We're ascending in the physical body. Yeah, I mean, we are going through something historically that nobody's gone through, really, that I know of. This is the biggest thing I've ever seen change in history that I've ever seen. So, guys, I'm headed to the fifth dimension to live a life, and that's what I'm focusing on every day, and I hope you'll join me there. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching over in the video chat and over on the video stream, and we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.